This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two here in Dublin. Beautiful day. Weather is, we brought the weather with us. We brought the good weather, as they like to say. And football coming up on Saturday night here in Dublin. Notre Dame, by the way, over under victories this year for Notre Dame, according to DraftKings. Let's start with you, back row, Fritzy. Over under Notre Dame win total for this season.
I'm going to say 9.5.
All righty. Seton O'Connor. That's
9.5 is a strong guess. I'm going to go 10.5.
10.5. Marvin?
I'm going to go 9.
All right. Paulie?
I'm worried that you didn't give it out yet. I'll go 8.5.
Or did I give it out? Yeah. Bloop, bloop, you got it. 8.5 there.
Dang.
8.5.
I was going to go 9 5/8.
No, that doesn't work that way.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Doesn't work that way.
Strike that from the record.
Once again, Will was dominating yesterday, and he is tanking today. You're doing a great job in tank. Yeah. Well done. You're going to get a pie to the face at the end of the show. Congratulations.
Is it sad that I'm looking forward to that? I don't know.
No, it's not sad.
Yeah.
No. You want to be a Danette?
I want the full experience. Of being a Danette.
And you got yelled at last night?
I did.
I yelled at Fritzy the night before, and I said, Dan, now you know how it feels. Hey, stop talking.
You turned your fury onto
stop
me.
Stop talking when I'm talking. Okay, raise your hand.
It's not a fun time.
Raise your hand when you want me to
Why don't we all talk at once?
Yeah. Okay, now you got something to say. Yes, Will.
It's not fun.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying. That you want to be treated as a Danette? You got treated
as a
Danette.
It's upsetting to get yelled at by you.
Oh, man. Was Fritzy on fire last night? You did a great job. At one point, I saw him behind the piano, and he was singing Billy Joel to no one. And
I wasn't even playing the piano. No. I don't know how to play the piano.
Yeah, but he had the French kid's hat on, and I don't know if you'd had any drinks.
There was no microphone there.
No.
There was no tip jar. I was hitting the keys, and no sound was coming out of the
All
piano.
I know is he was singing, Piano
yeah,
Man?
Yeah,
yes, sing me a song. Yes, Will.
When Fritzy first put on the French kid's hat,
yeah.
I think our first reaction collectively was not maybe a good look, but as the evening wore on... You were.
Really?
It was part of your person. It worked great.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I just didn't want to seem like a visitor. I wanted to feel like a local for a couple hours.
Yeah, Paulie.
Now, if Will is setting Todd up to wear that hat more often,
he
props to you.
Yeah.
He could very well be setting me up.
That's good producing.
Okay, should I say what you said to me about that?
Here we go.
Please.
Okay. Todd looks stupid.
And I kind of did.
And I said... Yeah, but he wants to blend in here.
Is that like seems so genuine.
Is that like stupid, like dope, like Like it's, not, it means the opposite.
I don't,
like,
stupid good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think it was stupid, ridiculous. What an inane thing to be wearing.
I did tell you to your face a little bit of the Bay City Rollers look.
Yes, you did say that.
Yes.
And I started singing S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Night. We did a little duet. It was nice.
Yes, Marvin.
Kind of was the same hat from the Chevy Chase and Steve Martin, Wild and Crazy Guys.
Ooh. Good pull. Yeah. Well done. By the way, exciting time to be a Premier League fan. Your favorite clubs are back, and you can stream all the action all season long. Watch exclusive matches live, plus full replays, highlights, and so much more on Peacock. Yes, Will.
I'm so sorry, Marvin.
Yeah, raise your hand. Yes, Mark. Or, yes, Will.
Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd.
Oh. The Wild and Crazy Guys.
Sorry. I got my guys mixed up. Because... Yeah. They look
the same? They look all the same. All right.
I loved Will and Meet the Parents. That's not you.
That's Ben Stiller.
Okay.
No, actually, I mean, I know who you thought. That's Robert De Niro.
Right.
That's not me. Yeah.
Okay. What's the poll question for hour two?
Hour one, Dan, we have, is betting on yourself a good idea or a bad idea? Right now, 77% of the audience think it's a good idea. And they would actually, 62% of the audience would still give Shohei Ohtani the biggest contract in baseball history. How about that?
I don't know about that.
How about that?
So he's not going to pitch for the rest of the season. He had a UCL tear, the ligament, and I think he had surgery on that 5 years ago. So here we are. He did not sign the contract. He wanted to go to free agency. Now, if you're the Angels, do you go, hey, how much is it going to cost now? Are you going to ask him to keep pitching? Is he going to want to keep pitching? Is he worth $600 million? And I would say, no. Like $600 million as a two-way player, then if he's got Tommy John, he's out for a year, pitching-wise. But if I'm going to still have him able to hit... Okay, but that's not $600 million. That might be, we'll give you what we gave Mike Trout. But I'm wondering if he's still, you're going to go to free agency, how this affects. And I mean, I think it's a really big injury because I don't know what it does for his future as a two-way player. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, and his agent might have to play the game that we plan on pitching and hitting for the duration to get the $600 million. Because if you say, yeah, you're right, if you want to be the best hitter in baseball, eventually you're going to have to. Because once you have Tommy John, you lose two positions on that team. You lose the best hitter on your team, and you're probably your best starter.
So he did play, and he hit a home run. So he's got 44 home runs, hit a home run in the first inning of Wednesday's game. But he wanted to play, but I guess they're not sure if he's going to continue to chase the home. I don't know if they shut him down. I mean, they've been terrible since the trade deadline, and I wonder if you keep him, or he wants to stay and try to win the home run title. That, I guess, would be all that's left there. We have preseason football tonight, the Steelers against the Falcons and the Colts against the Eagles. Still trying to figure out, you know, the Jonathan Taylor situation. I have odds on where Jonathan Taylor is going to end up. Right now, according to DraftKings, the Dolphins are the front runner. Now, if you're the Colts, you're not going anywhere. Why would you? So you're not going to sign him, but then you're going to ask somebody else to trade for him, and then they have to sign him? And if you want a first-round draft pick, I just don't know how that's going to work out. If I'm the Dolphins, I'm like, no, you're not getting a first-round pick for Jonathan Taylor. But are you going to get a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick? So it's the Dolphins and then the Bears and then the Ravens, Broncos, and Cowboys. You got to throw the Cowboys in there just so people can ask Jerry Jones, hey, you interested in Jonathan Taylor? You know, I like my team. We got some leaders, but we would take him. But I think he's good on his running backs there. But he has talked about if they were interested in Jonathan Taylor. But I don't think they are. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Gus in L.A. joins us. Good morning, Gus. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. I hope you boys are doing well out there. Mr. Farrell, fight on. So I was going to come on here and talk about how the position of the running back in the National Football League has been disappearing. But then late last night, we hear that Shohei Ohtani's tore his arm. And I'm like, this guy was on the verge of a possibly $800 million contract this offseason. Does this now, for the second time, and I believe 5 to 6 years, same injury,
Yeah.
Does this now, A, devalue that contract? If so, how many potential hundreds of millions? And will it scare away a few teams that had more hopes of him pitching than it does hitting? You boys stay safe. Travel well. As always, Notre Dame sucks. Fight on.
All right.
Wow.
Unnecessary. 16 losses in their last 21 games, so there's no playoff hope there. So he had Tommy John surgery. That was, what, 2018? And here he is going to face that again. At some point, I don't know how many Tommy John surgeries you can have.
Has anyone had more than two? I think
I thought we found that somebody had had three or four.
Because they were talking about that with Walker Buehler with the Dodgers.
Okay.
He's had it.
Does he have two?
I think so.
Two?
Yeah.
But I don't know what the record. Do you want to hold the record for most Tommy John surgeries?
And the third one's free.
Yeah, what do you get? Like, do you get a Tommy John autograph tattoo on your arm? Yes. I guess, yes, Marv.
I love how we're saying, man, he's not going to get paid what he's supposed to get paid. Only $400 million.
Yeah.
Well, soup kitchen it is.
Yeah, but he did bet on himself. He did bet on himself.
Does Tommy John himself come and observe the third surgery?
He does it. He performs.
Oh, he performs.
He performs
it. Okay.
The surgery.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I think he gets a percentage off each one.
Yeah. Every Tommy John. Shouldn't you get into the Hall of Fame for contributions? Because right. He's got 288 wins, I think.
Yeah. Right? Pretty good pitcher.
But then they put people in for contributions to the game.
Totally.
That's a
huge one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
Does he get any kind of copyright or patent where every time it's said or printed somewhere, Tommy John surgery?
I don't
imagine
think,
if he got a couple of bucks for it.
I don't think
time.
He gets royalties from
it's not like let's get it ready to rumble kind of thing.
Yeah. But didn't we find out that there was a guy who was right after him who got the surgery? So it could have been like, Jimmy Skinner surgery instead of Tommy John? Yes, Eaton.
Say, if I'm the doctor who performed it, I'm a little pissed. It's like, shouldn't it be the Dr. Jim Maniscalco surgery? Oh. Why is it the Tommy John? I'm the one who did it. I invented it. Hmm. He's just the guy who got it.
Is it Dr. James Andrews? Did he do the first one?
Well, Frank Jobe, one of those
Frank
guys.
Job.
It's got to be one of those two.
Frank Jobe might have been.
They do everybody's surgeries.
Yeah.
They got all the athletes in the waiting room that goes all the way up down the hall.
No, it's not true.
It's not true.
No, it's not true. Poll question for hour two is going to be one.
That's not true.
What? What's
That's
wrong?
Not true.
Not true.
You know what we could do? This is one we had a little bit of a leftover from, but how thick is your wallet? Over 1 inch or under 1 inch?
Oh, okay. Okay. We go to dinner last night, and it was storytelling time.
Here we go.
And it took a little while for Will to get his wallet out of his pocket as I'm getting ready to pay. And then I finally got my credit card out. He gave me a Blockbuster video card. And so he's got,
whoa,
that's a thick wallet.
Look at that.
How much money do you have in your wallet? How much money do you have in your wallet right now?
I've got a few quid in here.
And how old is that wallet?
Oh, it's a good, it's 20 years old.
That is thick.
Yeah.
You gave me your Blockbuster card, which
right?
I give you a lot of credit that you still have that.
Right there.
Yeah. There's only one Blockbuster left in America. I think it's Alaska.
I think it's...
No, we think
it's Bend, Oregon.
Bend, Oregon.
Bend, Oregon.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're going up.
Okay. Just in case you ever go to Bend, Oregon, play golf, you're going to be able to get some Blockbuster.
I've got my New York City golf permit.
Of course you do.
From 2000.
Okay.
Look at my Ben Roethlisberger look.
What is going on?
It's now, like, from
I'm,
back here.
I'm wearing a FedEx hat, too.
It's almost like Roger Clemens-ish from back here. Yeah.
How much money do you have?
Right now?
Yeah.
Let me see. I got a couple hundred euro here.
Yeah, I didn't see it last night when I was paying the dinner bill.
No. I efforted
no,
to pay.
You couldn't.
No, I efforted.
You could not get your wallet out of you, and you keep your wallet in your front pocket.
I do. That's, I'm a front pocket guy.
That is weird.
Why is it weird?
It's just
can't get pickpocketed.
It's a weird bulge. Yes.
Yeah, you know what though? A wallet that thick you can't sit on. You're gonna have like legit hip and back
you
problems.
You can't.
Yeah, right.
Sitting on
that's the point.
Okay. Yeah.
First of all, you can't have a wallet that big to begin with. You need a money clip. Or something like that.
Hey, guess who's ready to take the subway?
You are.
Boom.
Metro car.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
When Will got here yesterday, he took his wallet. I'm like, oh, that's a great bit. He goes, this is my wallet.
Yeah. So waitress,
Paula's got the cool Velcro. That's I dreamed of having a.
Wait a minute, listen. How about that?
Ladies, come running.
Yeah.
Here's a laminated four-leaf clover given to me by my friend Jack McBrayer.
Oh, okay. From 30 Rock.
Yes.
Yeah. At one point, we were ordering something, and then Will said, referred to me as his dad. And
No. The gentleman who came up to us.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy who met you in 2007.
A family was there. I'd met them in 2007.
Yes.
When I was traveling to County Longford, where all the Farrells are from, with my father and my brother. And he had said, we had met once before, and would you mind? I got to take a photo with you, but my daughter, who was only two at the time, didn't get to take a photo with you. She's here now. She's...
With her husband.
Just got married. And then he turned to you and he's like, I believe you were there as well.
Yeah.
You're his father, right?
Yeah. And I said, yes, I am. I'm his father. Yeah. And then Will goes, what was the name of the guy's house we were at? And then we were going like, was it Tommy? And then, you know, the other guy's going, no, I don't know what it was. And then Will goes, Dad, what do you remember about that night? And I go, oh, I remember that I don't remember anything from that night.
Which is true.
And then you did get up and get a picture with them.
Yes.
But meanwhile, those two little boys who saw you as Buddy and Elf, you did not stop to get a picture with them.
No, they just had bad attitude. I could tell.
Lesson.
I could tell.
You know, it's a teaching moment is the way I view it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't cry that long. I mean, like 30 minutes, but then it's okay.
No, because I doubled back to check on them.
Did you?
Yeah.
And walk by and not
and walk by and, again
and say, I'm not going to sign your autograph.
It was my version of what Marcus Freeman just did with me with the
where he didn't give you any down. Yes, Todd.
The awkward thing is you could hear the mom whisper to the kids, don't be shy. He's really nice. Just go up there. He'll do whatever you want. You got to be a little assertive, kids.
They could not have been cuter. They kept going, that's Buddy. That's Elf. And I go, yeah. And he doesn't get a bleep about you. Yes.
Buddy's got places to go, people to see.
Buddy's hungover, right, kid?
Yeah. Buddy's looking for a fix of maple syrup right now.
All right, we'll take a break. Pat Connaughton, the Bucks guard, Notre Dame grad over here in Dublin. He's going to join us coming up. Adam Schefter is going to join us a little bit later on, I believe. Was it on this day that Andrew Luck announced his retirement?
Yeah.
That was it? Okay. So we'll get Shefty on. Shefty was at a wedding reception, I believe. And so Adam Schefter will join us a little bit later on. So we'll take a break. We'll come back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Will was not going to show up today. And I said, well, then you only get one of your Wolf and Shepherd shoes. So you got a shoe.
I changed my tune immediately.
Yes. And now you get the other shoe. The other shoe drops.
Yes.
And now you got a full pair of Wolf and Shepherd shoes. Mm-hmm. They're worn by athletes, and you've probably seen them. We saw them on Steve Nash going through the airport when we were flying out. Maria Sharapova, Rob Gronkowski, all the greats, and now Will Ferrell. So the classic dress shoe, beautiful style. Really, they're awesome shoes. They're almost like you get an athletic shoe, but they're beautiful. The new Cruise Line, the cutting edge of casual styles made to be worn every day, and the comfort to actually do it. Designed in Los Angeles, just like Will. Crafted from premium Italian leather in Portugal, just like Will. And I'm telling you, these shoes are the future of footwear. You've been called Leatherface before, haven't you?
So many times.
Wolf and Shepherd. WolfandShepherd.com.
Oh, there he goes, old Leatherface.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. And, of course, Will Ferrell, being a guest on the show, will get himself a Mercedes-Benz.
Wow.
Wait, say what?
T-shirt.
Oh.
Mercedes-Benz T-shirt.
What a new one.
Yeah, new. The vehicle's all-electric, the feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE. I did offer Will the shirt off my back today because he saw this shirt, and it's a St. Patty's Day, a Dan Patrick's Day, and I said I would give you the shirt off my back because you said you liked it.
Yes.
And you declined.
I declined.
Yeah.
I don't want that one.
Why not?
Yeah.
Game used.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Update the poll results, and then we'll bring in Pat Connaughton, the Bucks shooting guard.
Early results, Dan, on how thick is your wallet, over an inch, under an inch right now. We're closer to a 50-50 split than you'd believe.
Do you think Pat has a wallet on him? Paulie does. Do you think Pat has a wallet
on him? He seems pretty hip. He may have one of those phones where you put your stuff in the back. Okay.
I think Pat is an old school guy. He's got a wallet. And I'm going to guess it's in the front pocket.
Okay.
Well, 29% of our audience have a...
They go front pocket?
They go... we didn't do front pocket, but over one inch thick. Okay. It's a good solid 30%.
Paulie, you ready with the drum roll? The Bucks shooting guard played at Notre Dame. NBA champ in 2021. Pat Connaughton is joining us here in Dublin. Here he goes. And here he is. Here he goes. Yes, all right. All right. Love to the back row. Will there be dap for Will? There is. Bro hug.
That's nice.
All right. Hi, Pat. Good to see you. Yeah. You know, the big question, obviously, is going to be, do you have a
front pocket.
Front.
Boom. Is that plaid?
He's got a plaid wallet.
Wow.
That thing is
gorgeous.
That's awesome.
Okay.
That.
All right.
Dangerous, right?
Front pocket wallet. How much money do you have in your wallet, Pat?
Oh. That's a good question. I don't have any, euros like Will.
Okay.
A lot of American dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do we got?
I'm gonna let Will count it. If he wants to count it. I have more than usual because I'm playing some golf over here and I was worried about losing some bets.
Okay. Where are you playing?
So I played at, Adair Manor.
Okay. Oh, that is gorgeous.
Yep. I played at the K Club.
That is awesome.
About a half hour ago. And then I'm playing at Port Marnock on Saturday right before the game.
All right. Yeah. I played played those. Port Marnock made the mistake on the first tee of still being wobbly from the night before, and I nearly put it in the plate glass window of the people having breakfast.
What hole was that?
That was one.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, just get started.
So stay away from the plate glass window on one.
Exactly. Yeah, or stay away from trouble.
I think Will's going to tell me I have no money in my wallet.
Not anymore.
It's going to be in his about 4-inch thick wallet.
Will, how much money does Pat, big-time NBA guy, have?
You do play in the NBA, right?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. This is, no, Giannis got all the money.
This is a disarmingly low amount of money. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll put it back.
Yeah.
I'm not quite on your level yet.
What do you think? What would happen if you went to a court here in Dublin and just started playing?
So I'm actually out here doing some clinics with the Irish national team, Basketball Ireland.
Oh, cool.
For some kids with my foundation. And so I've been at two courts. I'm going to do one more tomorrow if anybody wants to get some one-on-one in at like 1 o'clock. I'm looking directly at you.
No, Will. Do you want a piece of
If you could move it up. Can you move it up to 11?
Sure. Yeah, we can make anything. 100%.
I can make 11. 100%. I play in my new shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You got new shoes?
No, he does.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got him some dress shoes.
Dress shoes.
But he doesn't have the shirt off your back.
I'll give him. Yeah. I'll give him this shirt off my back.
Soon.
Absolutely. Do you have a question for Will before we get started?
I don't have a question. My initial question was going to be why you gave my guy Brady Quinn such a hard time.
Ooh.
Then my next question was going to be if you ran that Boston Marathon and you wore that shirt for me because you knew I was from Boston.
I did not.
Oh.
I wore it because I did. I did run the race.
That's awesome.
3:56.
11.
Wow.
11.
Yeah.
Was that in 2003?
2003.
Wow. Yeah. I was there.
2003. Okay.
Yeah.
Were you cheering?
I was cheering. Yeah. Okay. I was only 10.
Yeah.
But I was cheering loudly.
He wouldn't have signed your autograph, by the way.
No.
Just in case.
Well, he was moving pretty fast. Clip. I don't think he could have signed.
I do
much.
Remember going up Heartbreak Hill, and where there's a fair amount of people cheering you on. And a guy joins the race running next to me and hands me a beer. And Heartbreak Hill, which is at the 20-mile mark, you're in severe pain.
Yeah.
And I slapped the beer out of his hand and said, not now. And just kept going. Which
that's
is the
stuff.
Only time that's ever happened when I've been offered a beer. But, that was a...
So it could have been maybe like 3:52 if that had happened.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, Brady realized that he needed to be made fun of. I think there's a consensus that Brady had his pants when he played at Notre Dame up too high. And Will called him out, and I think Brady was comfortable with that. It did hurt him in the draft, by the way. I think the high pants, he dropped. He did drop because of that. Yeah, I think so.
And he had a terrible... what's the diagnostic test?
The Wonderlic?
Wonderlic. He had a horrible Wonderlic score.
You don't know that.
He got like a 7, I think.
No, he did not. No. You can't be.
What?
No, you can't.
No. I can verify with him. I'm on his radio show later.
Oh, okay.
So
ask him what his Wonderlic.
I'll verify these two things.
This is the show of record. We can't be loose with this, okay?
Your body's a Wonderlic.
Nice. No,
you get a 5 just for writing your name, like the SAT. You're automatically.
Paulie, what do you have,
that.
Brady Quinn Wonderlic?
Let's go closest to the hole quickly.
I'm going
to
go 42.
I think the max is like 38. I know it's a puncher.
Yeah,
guy.
Thinks highly of. Yeah. Brady.
No, there's some extra credit.
Yeah,
like there's an.
I'm
going to
go 32.
32. Wait, I thought Wonderlic was 50. Pat McAnally had a 50.
Did he? Okay,
yeah.
I got Will. I got Brady Quinn. 29.
Oh,
that's above average.
But that's right around where he went in the draft. I think he was like, what, 22nd, maybe? Something like that? Okay. Wonderlic. They don't have that for basketball players, though.
No, they don't. They have it for baseball. Baseball, we did a lot of personality tests.
And you were drafted by the Orioles.
Yep.
So you had to do that. But should there be that kind of test for basketball players?
I think so. I think it would be very helpful. You know what
okay,
I mean?
But would LeBron be the smartest guy on the basketball floor?
I don't know if he'd be the smartest, but he'd be pretty close. I mean, he does some great stuff off the court.
But I'm talking about like basketball IQ.
Oh.
Smartest player.
I think he might get a perfect score.
Okay.
He's got a very high basketball IQ.
The first time you guarded him, what happened?
I blocked him.
You blocked his shot?
I got lucky. I wasn't guarding him. I was a help defender.
Oh, help defender.
Me. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
He didn't see me. No. I remember it. It was in Portland. Yeah.
Do you have a picture of it?
I don't know if I have a picture of it. It was the same game sorry, Yusuf, that he dunked on Yusuf Nurkic pretty aggressively, if any of you remember that.
Yes, that one was bad.
I was on the bench for that part, though.
So you blocked LeBron. You got a piece of LeBron.
Yeah, I got a piece of it, made a three, a possession or two later.
Huh.
And then that was pretty much all I remember from that game.
What was your welcome to the NBA moment?
My welcome to the NBA moment was actually being a kid growing up in Boston. I got to play against Paul Pierce in my first year. I wasn't playing much. It was kind of scrub minutes. But I was on the free throw line next to him. It might have even been preseason. And I said to him, hey, for my 10-year-old birthday, you gave me one of your game-worn sweatbands that said The Truth, number 34. And that meant a lot to me. Like, thanks so much. And he goes, dude, you make me feel really old right now. Yeah, don't tell me that story. I said, oh, my bad.
But what's it like guarding guys that you grew up watching and hoping to get into the league?
It's really cool. I mean, look, I'm a competitive guy. So when I'm on the court, I don't really have the moment as much. But when you look back on it or when you think about it before the game and I'm looking at the sheet trying to obviously know their first move, second move, third move, it's a pretty surreal thought. And I think the hardest guy that I've ever had to guard, and it wasn't my matchup, it was Drew Holiday's matchup, and P.J. Tucker's matchup was Kevin Durant. Like,
ooh,
there's only so much I can do. If he misses a shot, it's because he missed, not because I really did a whole lot.
What is the scouting report on Kevin Durant?
Do the best you can. Yeah.
But is he, if we look at unstoppable, how many guys would you put in that category?
You know, I'd put my teammate Giannis in that category. You know, even on his bad nights, he's probably putting up 25 and 12.
Okay.
I'd put Kevin Durant in that category. You know, I think when you think unstoppable, you think of guys like Shaq, right? Back in the day, most dominant guys. You think of those types of players. I think in today's day and age, you got to look at guys like Jokic, not necessarily just because he can score, but what he does with the game. Like,
but
you can't
explain that.
Him.
Pat, explain Jokic to me. Like, if I didn't see him and you go, okay, I'm going to tell you who the best player in the game is.
Yep.
He can't run, can't jump, but he's unstoppable.
So let me say he would have a perfect score on the, what is it?
The Wonderlic?
Wonderlic, yeah.
So just basketball IQ.
Basketball IQ. He makes everyone around him better. He obviously has great individual moves, individual skill, but he wants you to send two guys. He wants you to double team him, triple team him, because it makes the game easy for him. He doesn't have to move that much. He can pick you apart, and then he can kind of go to work and do what he does.
Well, what's Luka like guarding?
Luka's tough because he's bigger than you think. Luka is, I would say, similar size to Paul Pierce, in my opinion. But he's a point
thick.
Guard.
And
he's strong.
Yeah.
He's strong. And so I think trying to guard him, and he just kind of puts you on his hip, and there's not a whole lot you can do. And when he can hit a step back at a consistent rate, which he's been doing, it's really hard to stop.
I saw where Steph Curry said he's the best point guard of all time. That just came out yesterday or the day before.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that you can argue it.
I can.
Okay, let's hear it.
Like, he's not a point guard.
Shooting guard?
Yeah.
Is what you think?
Absolutely.
Why? What defines a point guard?
Well, it used to. You ran the point. You ran the team.
Yeah. You don't think he runs that team?
He's not even the best passer on the team.
That's true.
Draymond.
I'll give you that.
Magic Johnson is by far the greatest point guard of all time.
So those would be the two, in my opinion. That's the discussion. I think by far is allowed if you're not defining Steph as a point guard. I do think at the end of the day, Steph has the ball more than Draymond when it comes to crunch time, putting the team in certain situations, gets it to Draymond, and then starts running off picks.
But Draymond does lead the team in assists. He has more assists than Steph does. Magic could have gotten 25 a night. He could have gotten 30 a night. I mean, he's 6'9". He's just backing people down. He could do whatever he wants, but he was selfless. Now, I love Steph. He changed basketball.
Yep.
But he's not a point guard. He's just a great basketball player. We don't have designations anymore, right?
Yeah.
We don't have positions.
Yeah, it's
but
positions.
It used to be. And that's why I argued with the commissioner. I said, why do you have two forwards, a center, and two guards for all NBA? Because Luka can be a forward at some point in the game. He could be a point guard. Kevin Durant can be a two, and he can be a three, and he can be a four. I don't think you need designations.
Yeah.
Because it felt like Rudy Gobert would be on the first, second, or third team All-NBA because he played center. But he wasn't one of the top 15 players in the game.
So when you talk about point guards, I guess my question to you would then be, just because Steph may not lead his team in assists, does that still not define him as a point guard if he's able to pass the ball and lead be second, third on his team in assists, because we still have point guards on our team that don't lead our team in assists.
If he was 6'5", he would be just a shooting guard.
Yep.
But, because he's smaller, we think the smallest guy on the floor is the point guard.
Yeah.
But he's not. I mean, he's an anomaly. There's nobody like him. But now Magic's the greatest point guard of all time.
I think it's a good conversation. I lean towards Steph, but I'd put Magic second on my list.
What's it like guarding Steph?
It's really hard. It's really exhausting. He never stops moving. I mean, I know you guys have probably seen the clips, but he always moves. And when he passes the ball, he actually moves faster. He's incredible to watch. I love watching film of him. I love watching how he's able to regain his balance for his jump shot, no matter where he is on the floor, no matter how fast he's moving. And then obviously him having the ability to shoot the ball from so far, you got to guard him so far. It makes him faster, makes him quicker, puts him in a position where I always say people talk about Kyrie Irving as having the best handles in the league. And I think that might be true. But when you talk about having the best handles for your game, it's Steph. Every time he bounces the ball, it's like a pass to himself. He could shoot it at any time. And so to me, his handle is the best handle for his game.
What's the story you'll tell your kids about Giannis?
There's a few of them. The one I'll tell my kids about that's makes me look good is...
I'm all right with that.
And it's a credit to him, right? He got to where he is because of work. He got to where he is because of, the amount of hours he put in the gym. So when I first got to Milwaukee, I had gotten waived by Portland, didn't get a qualifying offer, signed with him as a free agent, 1 year team option, vet minimum. And I still had to try to make it. And this was 5 years ago. And so you go in September, right before training camp, you're there for about 2 or 3 weeks, and you start to play pickup. You do like a lift in the morning, you play pickup, and then guys leave the gym. And so for me, because of what I have to do to survive and to be a prominent role player in the NBA, I go to the gym at night too. Try to put up an extra 500 shots, 600, 700 shots, whatever the case may be.
So do I.
Yeah, just like you would. Yeah.
I'm always at the gym at
11 a.m. tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
11 a.m.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
And so I go back in the gym, and I just start shooting. And Giannis walks in the gym, and he looks at me, and I can't do his Greek accent, but he goes, "What are you doing here?" And I kind of looked around like, No. What are you doing here? You're about to win your first MVP. He goes, "I always come back at night. I got to get better at shooting. That's what is going to help me be the best basketball player I can be." And I said, "Well, I want to stay in the league. So this is why I'm here, shooting extra shots, right?" And to his credit, he goes, "I never had somebody that I could come back to shoot with. I want to come back. I want to shoot with you. We do extra lifts at night." And so to see the amount of work he put in, I had to do it to become a player in the league, to solidify myself, to get a second and third contract. He was doing it because he just wanted to be the best player he could be. He didn't judge himself against anybody else. It was all about how can I be the best that I can be and how can I help my team win and what are some of the deficiencies that I think I need to get better at. Look, I'm not going to take full credit, but since I got to the NBA 5 years ago, he's won 2 MVPs. He won finals.
Okay.
MVP.
All right. Okay.
Somebody said that.
Pat Connaughton takes credit for Giannis' greatness.
Yes.
Okay. I like
headline.
It.
Get it out there.
Yes,
yeah.
Will.
Are you still surprised, though, at the number of younger players who don't get that?
I am.
Yeah.
I think, the shift that I've seen, and again, I'm 30 now, so I'm not a young guy, surprisingly enough, but...
But you can still dunk, right, Pat?
Yes, I can still dunk.
Okay.
Yep, don't worry. I can still do that.
Okay, good.
All right. The second I can't do that, I might go back to baseball or play golf with Steph. But I would say they like to do the work that people see. They like to do the work that is on Instagram and things of that nature. But
it's the extra time.
100%. Like, yeah. How many times have you seen a clip of Giannis putting in extra work on Instagram? Not as much. But I can tell you he does it every single day,
right?
And you might see a picture of him in the gym where he looks like the Incredible Hulk, but, he doesn't really post all of the extra work that he does because to him it doesn't really matter. Doing the extra work just gets you there. You got to continue to do it. You got to want to do it. You got to love it.
Let me mention Pat's foundation has a mission of creating access to athletics for the next generation of student athletes through clinics and courts and character. And over the last 8 years, the foundation has impacted over 18,000 student athletes. And for more information, Pat Connaughton, I'm going to have to spell that in case you're not familiar, Connaughton. They must have butchered your name growing up, didn't they?
Yeah, the worst one I got was Cunning Uffington. Usually it's like the G-H gets confused for a P-H, or the G looks like an I-N-G. I've never had both. That was the first time I had both. Yeah.
It's great to see you. Thanks for joining us, and good luck with your foundation and this upcoming season. You're under contract?
I'm under contract for 3 more years.
Oh.
So if anyone,
all right.
Big money.
Okay, yeah.
Big money.
Set extra work with Giannis. I tell you.
I like it.
Oh, let's go.
Open invite. Anybody who wants to come to a Bucks game, we're all at the red carpet for you guys. I'll get you. Hey.
That's awesome.
We'll give you 24 jerseys. You probably want 34 jerseys, but that's all right.
Can
we'll give
we,
you 24.
Can we shoot in the layup line?
You can shoot in the layup line like the day before. So like at the arena the day before,
okay,
we can get you some
right
shots up. Yeah,
because I like to shoot the layup and then hit the backboard when I lay
it
in.
They can only do a layup line. They have to do a strict layup line.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's got to be one guy on
one
the rebounder,
guy,
pass it to next guy,
got it.
Take one shot.
Because I'd like to do a little shooting clinic if I could.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah.
Maybe the kids of my clinic should be learning from you.
Well,
shooting,
they you know, just they call me the Irish freak.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Just
the Irish freak.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, that's more, strictly for athleticism reasons.
It has nothing
right
to do with basketball.
Oh, okay, I wanted to check it out. Well,
Pat,
appreciate you guys having
thank
me.
You thank for you joining us.
Yeah,
and Pat Connaughton, the Bucks shooting guard. We'll take a break. Back after this. Fritzy asked me if I got a good night's sleep, and I said I did, but not a great night's sleep, because every great day starts the night before. I don't have my Sleep Number bed with me here in Dublin.
Which is normally 75?
Yeah, my Sleep Number is 75. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
You can go into a Sleep Number store. Biggest sale of the year. So all the beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing for a limited time. These beds are so smart, they're smarter than the Danettes. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. They have adjustable firmness on each side, so it's two beds in one, and they have all this scientific data that's going to help you get a better night's sleep.
It's brilliant.
Thank you, Todd. You know, you're able to get your sleep quality, and you're going to have these smart beds that learn how you sleep and provide personalized insights to help you learn to sleep better. Only at a Sleep Number store. Biggest sale of the year. sleepnumber.com/Patrick. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byard. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Special thanks to Keeper's Heart for helping us make this possible. Keeper's Heart, new and unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskey, creating the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. Please drink responsibly. We had some old fashions last night. Yeah, well
yes,
done.
Many old fashions.
And Marvin doesn't drink, and he goes, "This is going down smooth." And I said, "Okay, but you got to pace yourself." Did you?
I'm here.
Okay.
It's
all that matters.
Did I pace myself? No. But like I told Will, I've been telling Will since he's been here, I can't go back.
Yeah.
It's my new life now.
Yeah.
I hang out with you guys, and I'm drinking Keeper's Heart.
Yeah. Todd, did you have any beverages?
I did. I had some Keeper's Heart. I had another Guinness. I had a lot of pizza and chicken fingers, which I should not have done. That was a mistake. Okay. And French fries and just
unhealthy. Yes, Paulie.
I noticed something at the bar. Will was drinking this lovely bottle of Keeper's Heart. You know, he just had a nice little drum in front of him. And then this guy walked in with a big thing of chicken fingers and dipping sauce, and Will just dip the chicken fingers right in the whiskey.
Right in the whiskey. Dip it right in the whiskey.
It's a new thing.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a new flavor for Keeper's Heart.
Different flavor profile.
Yeah. You were telling stories last night, some out of school, that we can't mention on the show, but there are other ones that you can say. You had a Robert Duvall, a great actor.
Maybe he started,
He was in The Godfather.
Right.
He's been in a lot of great movies.
One of the all-time greats.
Yes, okay.
And great guy. And we made a movie together called Kicking and Screaming. Somehow we started talking about Kicking and Screaming at the bar. And And I started telling the story of, it's halfway through the movie, so I feel like I'm on comfortable footing with Duvall.
Yeah.
And he's having a great time, but he's very serious about his craft.
Yes, he is.
Even during a PG-13 kids soccer movie. And so one day I see him in the morning, and I just walk by, and, you know, I like to keep it light, do weird little bits, as you guys can tell. I'm like, "Bobby D!" He goes, "Yeah." I'm like, "I'm gunning for you." He's like, "What'd you say?" I said, "Bobby D, I'm gunning for you." He's like, "You what?" I said, and all of a sudden I'm like, uh-oh. He's not laughing with me at all. I'm like, I said, "I'm gunning for you?" He's, "You're gunning for me?" And I go, "Yeah. Yeah, I'm, he's like, okay, I'll see you out there." And he starts to slowly walk backwards as he says, "It's okay, okay. And then the next day I see him, I'm wearing, if you recall in the movie, my character kind of goes through a metamorphosis and starts to get way too serious about coaching.
Yeah.
And I come out in a track suit, and we're the Tigers, and it has tiger stripes all over it. I walk a set that day, he's like, "What are you wearing?" I'm like, "Oh, this is my out. This is what I wear. My character, you know, I'm starting to lose my mind." And he's like, "You look like a clown." I was like, "Yeah, well, you can make fun of me. I mean, use it." And he's like, "Oh, don't you worry. I'm going to make fun of you." Starts walking away backwards again. Walking away backwards. It's like, wow, how did I just ruin my thing with Duvall? But those were two.
But he is an actor.
He is an actor, yeah.
Yeah, he does films.
And he's been in a lot of films.
Yeah. He does some movies.
I'm striving to be in my first film.
Yeah.
Bobby D.
Bobby D.
Bobby D.
Bobby D. What'd you say? Yeah.
Do you ask any questions about The Godfather?
I did not. We didn't get into, I forget if we did, but, you know, James Caan during Elf.
Yeah.
I did.
Sonny Corleone.
Sonny Corleone. We talked a bunch about The Godfathers, and I tried to not ask him too many questions, but I did get him a fantastic gift for his birth. We happened to be filming during his birthday, and I got him a I made up my own box set. I got him the DVDs of all three Godfathers, and I said, this is Godfather 1, 2, and 3. The first two are kind of okay, but really dig into the third one. And he thought that was hysterical.
Okay.
He loved that.
All right.
He loved that.
He's an old school guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Jimmy Kahn.
Yeah.
He was a man's man.
He was great.
Yeah.
Shoulders. His nickname was Shoulders.
Okay.
Because he played football at Michigan State, I believe, right? Mm. Okay.
You ever gotten into a fight on a movie set?
When have I not?
Well, like a real one?
Yeah. Like a real fight?
What, like you got mad at somebody or somebody got mad at you? Aside from Bobby D.
I don't think it's
nothing,
ever happened.
No, nothing?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Sandler and I have almost come to blows.
Oh.
A couple of times, yeah.
Well, I know the one time you were telling me you had no idea that you were supposed to improvise.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And we almost came to blows.
Though. Okay.
Yeah.
People had to hold you back?
Creative difference. Dave Matthews was holding me back.
Ah, great.
Yeah, he was. Final hour on the way. One more item as we close out hour two. Boy, look at those Panini trading cards we have on the walls there. They look gorgeous.
Phenomenal.
Thank you, Marvin. Todd, you look good there.
Thank you.
Paulie, Notre Dame quarterback. Will's got his up there as well.
It's a handsome group.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. On radio. Very, very handsome. See what he did?
Okay, cute.
Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. We invite you to check out their brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards, NFL, NBA prism packs, newly released. Keep an eye out on the Panini NFT platform. New features coming next month. The only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs, and you'll find that in every pack. Visit nft.paniniamerica.net. That's nft.paniniamerica.net. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.